Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those dealing with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you today about how we can live for the glory of God and the good of others. I want to share four things with you that kind of spoke to me based out of a passage in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. If you've got your Bible, you can maybe read along with us. It says, "We are strong. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Do you need some hope today? Do you need some encouragement? Do you just kind of weary, don't know if you've got the endurance it takes to go through the rest of this week thinking it's just Tuesday and I'm already exhausted mentally, emotionally, and physically? I'm so thankful that through God's word and spending time with it, that it gives us encouragement, it gives us endurance, and most of all, it gives us hope. It goes on to say in verse 5 of Romans chapter 15, "May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God." I want to share four things with you that kind of spoke to me through these seven verses about how we can live for the glory of God and the good of others. And I know that most of the people listening are followers of Jesus. If not, if you're on your spiritual journey, kind of checking out this God thing, this Christianity thing, I'm so glad that you are listening today or watching this. And I just know that God wants to speak to you and prove himself real to you, and that he wants to have a personal relationship with you through his one and only son, Jesus Christ. But the first thing, if we're going to live for the glory of God and the good of others, we have to just really realize and recognize that dying to self is really hard, isn't it? I mean, it's really, really hard. And yet, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid, take tender care of those who are weak, and be patient with everyone." And I know that I can get critical, having been in a lot of leadership positions and being the oldest of four children, siblings, you know, that sometimes I can look at people and want to say, "Oh, they're lazy," or whatever. And yet sometimes there's truth in that. And you have to definitely say, speak the truth in love, as the Bible says. But also, I tell you, I think a lot more people need to encourage those who are timid. Encourage those who are just struggling. I'm so thankful that I've got three friends that definitely will speak words of encouragement to me, and my siblings, my mom. I'm blessed to have a good inner core of people that do that. And I need that sometimes to just encourage me and speak truth to me when I battle some of those lies that the enemy also tries to feed my heart and mind. And to be patient with everyone. Man, we just need to extend grace to people, don't we? I know that I need grace extended to me. And then we're supposed to take tender care of those who are weak. Check on those people that you know that live by themselves, and especially older folks, a lot of widowers I know that listen to Hope Is Here, and check on them and maybe take them out for a bite to eat, or even just for a beautiful drive in the spring in Kentucky. Just so many beautiful areas that you can take a drive and just see all the beauty of Kentucky, all the things that are blooming, the green of the trees that's coming, and just be a blessing and encourage those maybe that are not just weak physically, but just kind of struggling maybe emotionally and mentally right now. Acts chapter 20, verse 35 says, "In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." You know, God modeled what giving is. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." And I'm so thankful that I worship a God, my Savior Jesus, that they model what giving was. Jesus gave up his one and only life. His last task, the last thing he did with the 12 guys that he did life with for 3 years, the disciples, he washed their feet. He washed their feet. And I mean, it doesn't get much more humbling than that, does it? And you talk about giving and serving. He modeled that. He just does. The Bible just didn't tell us to do that. It was modeled for us by Jesus. I love this quote by Denise Seriana. It says, "To be filled with the Spirit, we must be emptied of self." To be filled with the Spirit, we must be emptied of self. And I think about that proverb that says, "Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." I went on a mission trip to the Herco Family Mission in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, back in 1992. And I had just come out of completing a two-year contract at Western Kentucky University as a men's basketball assistant coach. And before I, quote, went back into the real world, I wanted to give something back to God. And one of the things that they had us do each morning on the mission trip was just take, you know, 10 or 15 minutes and have some time with God, read God's word, do a little time of prayer, and then they encouraged us to journal. And I had never done the journaling thing, and it was just a great experience for me. Monty Wilkinson and Brewster McLeod from Southland Christian actually led the trip. There was 30 of us. And then one of the verses that I read was out of Proverbs. I believe it's 11:25, chapter 11, verse 25. It simply said, "Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." And even though we went to Jamaica to serve the people of Jamaica, and we were helping build a church out in kind of a rural area there in Jamaica, honestly, I was the one that was blessed. I was the one that was blessed. And I read that verse about halfway through the trip. We were there. It was a 10-day trip. 2 days were traveling, but 8 days there in the country of Jamaica. And it just so spoke so clearly to me. Even though we went to bless the people of Jamaica and help build a church, I was the one that was blessed and refreshed and still have memories in my heart from that. And in fact, when I got we got back to the United States, and the next week they had us speak at the Sunday night service at Southland Christian, and they asked three people to share about a 7 to 10 minute testimonial of what God taught us during the trip, and I was honored to be selected as one of those three people. And when we got done that night, all three of us spoke and shared, and of course, Monty and Brewster, the leaders of the trip, did. And a lady came up to me after service over, Elizabeth Stewart, who was a family friend and the most spiritual woman that I had ever met at that point in my life, and said, "While you were speaking, the Lord told me that you were going to go into full-time ministry. You were going to be a minister of the gospel." Well, to be honest with you, I just kind of chuckled, because I just got done being a college basketball coach for 2 years, and my degree was in communications with a minor in business, so I had no training, seminary, Bible college, and so I just kind of chuckled, but I just said, "Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Stewart. I'm really honored that you would say that, but who knows, maybe someday." Well, guess what? 10 years later, I did get ordained and surrendered my one and only life to full-time ministry. And so it's just amazing how you put yourself in a place to hear God speak and what he might do. Now, I'm not saying he's calling everybody to full-time ministry, but it was just amazing how going on that one mission trip helped change how I read the Bible, about spending time with God on a regular basis in the morning, journaling some. It's still an area I don't do as frequently as I need to, but I do still journal some. And just a lot of blessings have come out of that, and was able to share that with Mary Herco recently. We got reconnected, and just amazing how God planted that seed by going on a mission trip almost 30 years ago. A second way that we can live for the glory of God and the good of others, and I think that one of the things that kind of keeps us from doing that is that, you know, it's kind of hard to love our neighbor, which we're supposed to do, when we don't love or like ourselves. And of course, you know, Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 39 says, Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. And I think the reason that we can't love our neighbors and live for the glory of God like we really desire to and live for the good of others is because, honestly, we don't love ourselves, and so it's hard to love others and our neighbors. And I don't mean like, you know, making it all about yourself, but so many times people can't forgive themselves and move forward in their life because of mistakes they've made or mistakes others have made, selfish decisions others have made that has caused challenges in our lives. And I know that's a battle for me. And I have to have family and friends kind of, you know, encourage me to move forward. And we all need that in our lives. And that's why it's so important to maybe have a group of people that you do life with. And I'm blessed on Thursday mornings to do life with some guys. And then an accountability partner, Greg Williams, that I meet with almost every week. And just doing life with them and encouraging one another. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. But I tell you, you know, so many times we ask God forgiveness, and the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is to the west, that God remembers it no more, but unfortunately, we won't let it go. Rick Warren has a great quote. He says, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less, and humility is thinking more of others. And I want to challenge you to do that today. And one of the things I have learned, and I share this quite often, I hope it's here, but people are so much harder on themselves than God is. And Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, So now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And yes, God will convict us when there's sin in our life, things that are separating us from Him, causing damage to our hearts, our lives. But God does not condemn us. And some of you need to change that word from condemnation to conviction. Number three, we can't use past wounds not to love others. If we're going to live for the glory of God and love others, we can't use our past wounds from that. Psalm chapter 69, verse 9 says, The insults of those who insult you falls on me. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, When they hurled their insults at Jesus, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Friends, the Bible says, Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Don't try to get even with somebody if they've hurt you. Just let the Lord take care of that and just try to work on healing your heart and loving others the way Jesus loves you. Max Lucado, the great writer and author of over 50 books, says, God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. He wants you to be just like Jesus. Jesus knows what it's like to be wounded, but he showed us how we can get through our wounds by surrendering to God. And last but not least, if you're going to live for the glory of God and the good of others, remember your source of endurance and encouragement. John chapter 3, verse 30 says, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so it reminds me that God has been with us. Jesus has been with me in the past, both the mountaintops and the valleys of my life. He's with me today. And then the forever part, he's going to be with me in the future. So I want to encourage you today to live for the glory of God and for the good of others. And ask God to show you somebody that you can be a blessing today to, by a phone call, a text, maybe a financial blessing. And I promise you, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to the Hope Is Here podcast.
We want to provide hope to all the wonderful ladies and mothers that listen to Hope Is Here. So we're giving away over $500 in gifts. To register to win, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. This package includes a beautiful leather purse from Draper James, a registration to Twyla Brown's Cue the Confetti Workshop, a professional makeover and makeup session with Paige Johnston, and a basket of Beauty Counter makeup products. And last but not least, a box of Old Kentucky chocolates. Register today at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.